Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill, and this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor, I want to bring you fun, I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. We're going to be diving into talking about what are dark personality traits? How can you actually determine what yours are? And why you should even be aware of these in the first place, as well as what dark traits do women typically have. So this is what today's episode is going to be about. And I think it's important that, you know, we dive into these types of subjects. When I first did a quiz to determine my dark personality traits, kind of helped me understand my own behaviors as I navigate my friendships, my relationships, and bringing awareness to this was not so that I could emphasize these dark personality traits, but become aware of my tendency to slip in certain areas and just become a better person. So the reason I share this podcast with you all and this subject matter is obviously for the good, so that you can understand, you know, where you may have a tendency to kind of slip into some of these personality traits, and also just be mindful of the people you're out there meeting and dating and whether or not they have that tendency too. Information and knowledge is power. And so that's why I've decided to talk about this subject today. Now, before we dive in, of course, if you're new to this show, welcome aboard. I've been putting out weekly podcast episodes for a couple years now, and really love talking about everything life, dating, and relationships. So welcome aboard and thank you for being here, as well as thank you to those who have been supporting my podcast for a number of years. I put these episodes out for free for you guys. You know, just if you're out having a walk or having a drive and you just like to listen to someone else's perspective and just gain some deeper understanding and knowledge, that I'm glad that I provide these shows and hopefully you take away some value from them. Now, if you guys don't know, I am a dating and relationship coach for men. I've been doing this full time coming into 5 years now. So I've coached hundreds upon hundreds of men who are either single and navigating the dating space or in committed relationships, either newly committed relationships or long-term committed marriages. And so whether you're a single guy that's kind of re-entering the dating scene, maybe after a separation, divorce, or the split of a relationship, and you're wanting to combat, you know, the patterns that you have in dating, you're wanting to show up with more confidence and clarity, you want to get perspectives and guidance on how to talk confidently to women and just feel better about the whole process, then I'm definitely your gal, and I welcome you to book a complimentary consult, see if coaching's the right modality for you, and I'm the right person to kind of guide you along this journey so you can have great results like many of my clients. I just heard from one of my former clients that I finished working with just over a year ago. He's reached back out for just a top-up session because, you know, he's hit the one-year milestone with a new relationship. And it's those kind of results that make me, you know, really proud and really happy of the work I do, because as I, you know, go further into the years of being a dating and relationship coach, I also start to hear really great stories of the men that I worked with many years ago. They're feeling better about their lives. They're navigating new relationships. They're getting engaged. They're getting married. Or they're just feeling better about their lives, depending on what their goals have been when they come into coaching. Now, the men that are in relationships, you know, it's, you know, really lessening anxiety, learning to turn inwards to their relationships, show up with their partners, communicate better, as a result, have more fun, deeper intimacy, all those things that we all crave in relationships. So if you're sitting in either one of those camps, you're single and wanting to navigate dating, and you really want to make this your best year yet when it comes to, you know, how you deal with women and how you date and maybe finding that special someone, then I highly recommend booking a complimentary call to kind of understand how I might be able to work with you in this way. And it'd be my absolute pleasure to do so. So don't hesitate to book that call. The link is in the podcast show notes. Or you can head over to my website at www.kimberlyninahale.com, and there's a link to book a call there, as well as read some of the, you know, some of the select testimonials that I've put up from former clients. So yeah, can't wait to talk with you. Can't wait to hear about what's going on in your life, and can't wait to work with some of you. Now, what are dark personality traits? Like, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a set of characteristics
that typically are socially aversive. And they are, you know, very much associated or very often associated with negative behaviors, negative outcomes. And without any surprise here, of course, one of the three dark personality traits is narcissism, right? Most of us kind of hear a little bit about this one, or maybe we've had some experience or think we've come across a narcissist in our dating world, in our relationships, in our family structure, maybe people at work. And of course, this involves a grandiose sense of self-importance. It's this constant need for admiration from others, this real lack of empathy for other people while just constantly wanting to fill one's own cup up. And, you know, as you guys, many of you would know around narcissists, they often are seeking attention and validation, but they're going to exploit others to fulfill their own needs. So that's why it's a dark personality trait, right? They constantly need this attention. And they'll do kind of what is necessary in order to get that. So that's why it's one of the three dark personality traits. Now, another one of them is Machiavellianism. It's kind of a hard word to say sometimes. And it's characterized by manipulation, exploitation, a real cynical worldview. And individuals that are high in Machiavellianism, they tend to really have this, like, you know, self-prioritization of their own goals and their interests and their pursuits above others, of course, right? It's them for the win. And they are very skilled at manipulating others to achieve their objectives. So these types of people will cozy up to anyone that they can then step on to reach their goals. Right. So maybe you know someone that, you know, kind of tends to be like that. Or maybe that sounds like you. I don't know. Right. We all have bits of this in our personality. Nobody is void of the dark personality traits. We all have a light and darkness. We all have a front facing personality and a hidden personality. Right. We have a shadow self. And so the third personality, dark personality trait, is psychopathy. Right. And we all have that in us. I have a little bit of that in me. Sounds crazy to say, but so do you. And it manifests as this lack of empathy, shallow emotion, impulsivity, the propensity for behavior that's very antisocial. They use people as well, right? Psychopaths may engage in deceitful, manipulative behavior without remorse. And they'll often disregard social norms and rules. And what I find interesting, and many people, when I drop this name, because Jordan Peterson's been talking a little bit about psychopathy recently, or at least some of his clips I've come across. And some people like Jordan Peterson, some people don't. That's okay. You know, we don't all have to like the same people. But what's interesting is the way he talks about psychopathy and individuals that engage in one-night stands. And he says that individuals that engage in one-night stands are, in fact, the definition of psychopathy, because what they're actually doing is they're acting on their desire and impulse, and they are using people, manipulating women, or if women are doing this to men, manipulating men to get what they want. And then the next morning they get up and leave. So they have no remorse. They're often disregarding that person's feelings. So it's really fascinating that he's bringing that to light. Sounds super harsh to say that, but in fact, people that, you know, use others for sexual pleasure, sexual gain for one night, then, you know, leave the next day is actually, you know, quintessentially the definition of psychopathy. So we all have dark personality traits. We all actually will rank higher or lower than others on Machiavellianism, on narcissism, on psychopathy. And it's really important that we actually understand that, you know, determining how much of these we have is complex. And obviously doing an online quiz is not like some official documentation of where you stand with all these things. But, you know, you can go on to Google and you can search the dark triad test or dark tetrad measures, and you can do an online quiz that can provide insight into where you rank with some of these personality traits. And why do you want to be aware of this? Like, why am I even, you know, leading you guys down this kind of dark, creepy little path? It's because self-awareness is so important. Understanding your own dark traits is going to help you recognize how your behavior is impacting others and your relationship, right? So it's also going to help you understand how to become a better person, how to grow, how to develop the areas in your personality traits that may need improving. So self-awareness, understanding yourself, not just, you know, what do I like and dislike, but understanding yourself with the concept of external self-awareness, how others perceive you. Do others perceive you as a little narcissistic? Are you aware of that? If they do others perceive you as kind of Machiavellianism, like a bit of a user, a manipulator, an exploiter? Do people see you that way? Do people see you as psychopathic, right? I don't know. You know, I hope not. But developing your self-awareness can facilitate your own personal growth. So if you're aware of it, you can do something about it. But if you try and hide this part of your life, well, then it's probably going to stick around. It's not really going to go anywhere. Plus, it's really important to understand that this can help us to navigate different social interactions, because we're able to more effectively recognize when somebody or someone is doing something that feels manipulative or it feels harmful. So if we're not taking the time to understand what those things look like or feel like, then we're not going to recognize them as easily. And we need to understand this kind of stuff when we're getting to know someone, especially if we're seeking them out as a romantic lifelong partner. And of course, there's also ethical considerations. When you understand what these dark traits are and what they can actually do to people's life, you can maybe think about some of the ethical values or moral implications. And, you know, maybe you'll make better decisions moving forward in your life, or you'll recognize where you can help others to do the same. So, you know, these dark personality traits, they're present in both men and women, of course, but research does suggest that there can be gender differences in the expression of these traits. So, for example, some studies have found that men tend to score higher on measures of psychopathy and narcissism, while women may score higher on measures of Machiavellianism. And I can kind of just, like, looking at the genders myself and going through my own life experience, I can see that a little bit. I can see how women will, you know, use to gain to their advantage. I mean, one of the examples is just coming to mind here is, you know, there are women that will sleep their way to the top, right? There are women that will cozy up to certain people just to kind of become famous. Now, men do that too, right? And so it's important to recognize that these are just averages, differences. And of course, you know, a man can possess all those things and so can a woman. So just be mindful. Just be mindful of this stuff. Just be mindful of these dark personality traits. Now, one of the other things I wanted to talk about today is something that popped up recently for me, which is a dark empath. What is a dark empath? So it's not one of the four kind of dark personality traits, but and it's not as widely recognized in mainstream psychology, but it's just something to understand, because it refers to individuals who are able to, they possess the qualities of empathy. They can empathize with you, but they also possess manipulation. So these types of people will use their understanding of your emotions and your vulnerabilities to then exploit you or to control you for their own benefit. So they, oh my God, that's awful that that's happening to you. And then they will use that weakness against you for their own benefit. So how do you spot a dark empath? Honestly, I don't think there's a clear-cut way to understand this. It's very challenging, I think, because most people will present themselves, and anyone that has any dark personality trait tends to present themselves as really caring, empathetic people in the beginning. It's over time when you start to notice these things. So unfortunately, there is no 3-date rule where you can determine if someone's narcissistic or psychopath, or you just don't know this kind of stuff, which is why I time and time again say, slow down in your pursuit of love. Don't rush to commitment. Don't rush to making someone the center of your world, because people reveal themselves with time. So, you know, these people can present themselves as very caring and empathetic, but at the same time that they're engaging in manipulative or deceitful behavior. So if you see or feel like someone has this real superficial charm, just know that charm is not necessarily a good thing. It's something that we learn to do to make it easy to manipulate or exploit other people. So if you notice this kind of superficial charm, or you notice this lack of real genuine empathy, like they appear empathetic, but it doesn't feel real. It feels insincere. if that's a feeling you're getting, just be mindful, because they might use their understanding of your feelings to then control you or manipulate you rather than actually to care deeply about your well-being. These dark empaths can, again, this is what they do. They engage in manipulative tactics. Things like gaslighting, guilt tripping, playing on your emotions to get what they want. This kind of stuff, so it happens a lot in relationships, right? And that's because a lot of us just don't have relationship skills. We don't have emotional regulation. So we do all sorts of stuff to get what we want. We're trying to get our needs met. Even myself in my prior relationships, because I didn't understand what I needed to be satisfied and I didn't know how to clearly communicate my needs to my partner, I would do things like guilt trip. I absolutely would. And I would, you know, even be passive aggressive. And it doesn't make me a bad person, it just made me a person that didn't have the skills to be in a relationship. And that's why those relationships didn't work out. You guys are gonna have these things happening to you too. Dark empaths are very self-centered. They prioritize themselves and their own needs and desires above everybody else's. And we know that when we're in a relationship, while we have to prioritize our own needs, when we are co-creating a loving relationship with someone else, we're also prioritizing their needs too, right? We also have to understand our partner's emotions and understand how to be there for them too, as much as ourselves. Now, lastly, these dark empaths can also have this real lack of remorse. I don't really feel a lot of remorse or guilt for doing these manipulative things, they'll just justify their actions, right? So if you're in a relationship where you feel like your partner's harming you or hurting you, and then they justify that, get the F out of there, because honestly, someone who has no remorse or no guilt is going to just crush your soul over time in a relationship. And even if you're struggling with a little bit of your self-esteem, you gotta know that there are relationships that are not gonna drag you down in this kind of way. And I think it's important to talk about how there are so many unhealthy, toxic relationships out there. And if you gain a better understanding of the darker sides of people, including yourself, I'm hoping that the intention here is that you learn to navigate more away from that, more into the light, more into the compassion and positivity and loving and tenderness and kindness and fun and playfulness. And that when things do go wrong or someone's feelings are hurt, you can deal with those maturely and get through the difficult parts of your relationship without resulting to these types of things. So someone, you know, that, you know, you get this kind of sense that maybe this person is like that. Again, you know, we're not labeling people here. We're not diagnosing people here. But if you're in a relationship or you're dating or you're out there and something just constantly doesn't feel right, something's not sitting well with you, listen to that intuition. If you suspect someone in your life may be a dark empath or be engaging in these kind of dark triad personalities more than you'd like to see, communicate your concerns. Set boundaries, protect yourself. You are the number one person that you need to take care of in your life. So if you're feeling like someone's exploiting you, or you're feeling like someone has this constant need for attention from you, or you're feeling like this person's really impulsive with shallow emotions, it is not your job to heal or fix them. It is your job to protect yourself. And get out of these types of relationships. So hopefully this podcast, as dark as it is giving you something to think about here, a different perspective to look at when it comes to personality traits and behaviors. Because these things, you know, they're associated with those negative outcomes, those negative behaviors. So it's not going to be the foundation for a good relationship for you. So go online, do your dark triad, dark personality test. See, you know, what you have a tendency towards. Doesn't make you an awful, awful person, but be mindful of those things so that maybe the next time you do the quiz, you rank a little lower on some of these things. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. Always here to bring, thoughtful perspectives, interesting perspectives to you. I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast and the show, as well as enjoying the content over on Instagram, enjoying the longer form videos on YouTube, enjoying this podcast. All these different places where I put out tons of content for you guys. And of course, if you want to make 2024 the year where you really connect in your relationship, or you're dating and you're feeling so much better about navigating dating and feeling clear and your communication's improving, then let's jump on a phone call, get to know each other. I work with some really amazing, radically cool guys, and maybe you could be one of them. So look forward to another episode next week. Take care.